with all that fear, the fear that permeated every one of those children, every one of those professors. It's a very difficult time, a time for us as the adults. Enough. It is enough. And it is people filled with anger or not understanding how to handle disappointment in their lives that they become even more hateful and full of anger and take lives of others. So my condolences on behalf of the entire city and the community.
That's Carolyn Goodman yesterday at the news conference. It was just surreal watching this. I spent the better part of the afternoon watching this. Coming up, Randy Sutton, 30 years on the job, retired Metro Police Lieutenant and the founder of the Wounded Blue. All the reviews that have come in say that there was some great policing done yesterday at UNLV. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Golden Knights found themselves down by 2 goals after the first period last night in St. Louis. Whatever Coach Cassidy told them during the break worked because the reigning Stanley Cup champions reeled off 5 unanswered goals to pick up a solid win on the road. They're off to Dallas to take on the Stars on Saturday afternoon. The Knights return to the Fortress Sunday to host the San Jose Sharks. The Las Vegas Raiders have 5 games left in the regular season. And at 5-7, they'll likely need to win at least 4 of those for any shot at the playoffs. Coming off a bye week, they should be rested and ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings at Allegiant Stadium this Sunday. The LA Lakers take on the New Orleans Pelicans tonight at T-Mobile Arena. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
A couple of tough spots on our Valley freeways right now. A new accident at the south end of the resort corridor. I-15 northbound approaching Tropicana. That's on the left shoulder. Also, downtown Las Vegas area, watch for some additional slowing there on 95 southbound. Just past Eastern, where a reported wreck is southbound 95 after Eastern. Getting along safely, though, on 215 in Summerlin Parkway. Still working a wreck on the west side streets, intersection of Flamingo and Rainbow. Should be another beautiful day in southern Nevada with clear sunny skies and afternoon highs that stop in the mid-60s. We are in for a cooler weekend, though, with highs in the mid to upper 50s starting tomorrow. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local for a Thursday, the day after another gun tragedy here in Las Vegas at UNLV. Another deranged individual has taken innocent lives, three innocent lives, it has been just horrible over the last 24 hours. We're going to be talking more about this as we go along, and I wanted to make sure that one of the people we talked to was Randy Sutton, the retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant and the founder of the Wounded Blue. He joins us. Randy, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm happy to be here, but I'm not happy to talk about what we're talking about.
I know. Your reaction to what you saw, I spent the better part of the afternoon watching the TV coverage on the various local stations. Your thoughts on what you saw yesterday?
Well, I was involved in reporting on this yesterday from the standpoint of law enforcement. And I can tell you this, that if it weren't for the police officer that took the action that he did, and the law enforcement response, many more people would have been hurt or killed. I've been a cop for so long that I remember the days of Columbine when the police response was quite different than what the police response is now. And, you know, active shooter training is an integral part of the law enforcement job now. So when the reports came out about an active shooter on campus, both the UNLV PD and Metro responded, and they responded with great professionalism. They responded with courage, and the UNLV PD officer who engaged the suspect and killed him acted as exactly as a police officer is expected to act and did the job properly.
I want to ask you about the training that is involved in listening to Kevin McMahill and the governor and a lot of others. This is something that these police departments, different jurisdictions, but they all responded as one. Can you explain how much training goes into what happened yesterday?
Sure. So UNLV PD and Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department are two completely separate law enforcement agencies. The UNLV PD goes through a different training than Metro does. Metro has its own police academy, and UNLV goes to a different police academy. Yet the curriculum is very, very similar. And the curriculum is created by, well, it's not created, but there are certain state laws and requirements that to be certified as a police officer. And active shooter training is one of the aspects that is taught not just in the academy, but throughout a police officer's training. You know, your training doesn't stop once you get out of the academy. It continues throughout your career. And active shooter training is something that all police departments utilize, because, you know, we never know when it's going to happen. And, of course, Las Vegas has seen more than its share of active shooters. And, you know, I can speak from experience as I was engaged in an active shooter incident myself.
I know that police officers undergo all kinds of training relative to their weapons. Most, and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, most police officers never use their weapon in the line of duty. And I guess my question is, what is it like when you've got to pull your weapon for that first time and you take somebody down?
Well, you're absolutely right. In the you know, many people think from movies and TV that every police officer gets in multiple gunfights. You know, it's part of what, you know, the job. The reality is far different. I think somewhere around 6% of police officers throughout their entire careers will actually use their weapon, and very often that doesn't. You know, some of those end in killings, but very, very, very few. So you train and train and train for that eventuality, but most officers will never be required to, and thank God for that. When it does happen, when you are forced to utilize your weapon and either take a life or try to take a life, it has a profound effect on with the psyche of many people. There is a statistic out there that a large number of police officers, once they actually do use their weapons, will decide to leave the profession. The reality is quite different than the training. And you can train and train and train, but when the moment comes, when that moment of truth happens, you hope that you will you know, act accordingly and act in the manner in which you were trained. And that's part of the responsibility of every police agency, is to give sufficient training so that a police officer knows when to appropriately use deadly force and then act at the appropriate moment.
Randy Sutton joining us. Take us through what happens when you have something like this. I mean, I looked at all of the police cars and the motorcycle cops, and I'm saying to myself, I haven't seen anything like this since 1 October. I mean, this was a massive, massive display of force. Can you explain how they end up divvying up the responsibility? Who takes the lead? What's the lead agency? Who runs this operation? How does that get determined? And does it get determined on the fly, or is it preordained?
That's a great question, and that's why. Excuse me. This is part of the training. These skills are learned through the experience of the past. You know, every time that there is an incident like this, whether it's in Colorado or California or anywhere else, the police agencies look at these incidents and then try to learn from them. So, there are scenarios that are set up. Very often there are trainings that take place where the command and control is set up, and it is preordained. It's not this didn't happen by accident. This type of police response didn't happen by accident. Remember that Metro is the ninth largest police department in the country, and the physical challenges of policing a city like this are immense. There are, you know, a number of different area commands in the city. Now, UNLV falls in one particular area command, but they, of course, that area command would never have the personnel to handle something like this alone. So the response, a command officer would set up a command post. They would request all of the different area commands send personnel. The SWAT team would be deployed. Other investigative units would be deployed. And this is an all-hands-on-deck situation. And working with UNLV PD to provide the response that was necessary is also part of this responsibility. And there are already priorities, that are placed in the saving of lives. And that's the deployment that you saw yesterday with heavily armed police officers. You know, now cops aren't just armed with handguns anymore. Patrol rifles are commonplace. And as you saw in that response yesterday, you saw uniformed officers with rifles. Well, that's a fairly new tactic in policing. Started about 15 years ago. So that these up until about 15 years ago, officers had shotguns in the cars, but now patrol rifles are part of the terrain.
You, of course, and again, we're talking with Randy Sutton, the founder of the Wounded Blue. I know we've talked about it at length on the program over the years, but for those that don't know, what is the Wounded Blue?
The Wounded Blue is a nationwide charity that I founded 5 years ago. It is the national assistance and support organization for injured and disabled law enforcement officers. And our organization recognizes injuries are not just physical, and are we deal with a lot of post traumatic stress injury as well, and that's an important point here because we offer our services free of charge to any police officer in the nation, and a situation that like this that took place yesterday, where you had multiple officers responding to a multiple death incident is the type of thing that has can have a dramatic effect on the emotional well-being of the responding officers, not just those that are forced to take a life or discharge their weapons, but remember these officers were on the scene of violent death, and I can assure you that seeing these bodies that have these victims that has an effect, because police officers, like every other human being, are witness, unfortunately, to terrible things, and violence is one of them. So the officers that responded to this may be traumatized. And may need someone to talk to, and that's what the Wounded Blue does. So we will reach out. I made this offer yesterday on national news, and I'll say it right here that any police officer that affected by this, please connect with me. I'm very easy to find. I'm at thewoundedblue.org, randy@thewoundedblue.org, and we offer our services for free. My entire team is made up of police officers who have faced these struggles, and we provide peer support, help people get into treatment, and let people know that on this journey, after they face traumatic incidents or are physically injured, they don't have to walk that journey alone.
Randy, always good to talk to you. Usually it's under circumstances like this, and it's just the nature of the beast, I think. But thank you so much for what you do for our Wounded Blue. We will talk again soon, hopefully under better circumstances, I promise.
I appreciate that, Kevin. If any of your listeners want to know more information, please go to thewoundedblue.org and reach out to us. And if you can, we are a charity, and we live on donations, so I urge them to go to thewoundedblue.org and hit that donate button.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant and the founder of the Wounded Blue. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince, and I approve this message.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We will break down the GOP presidential debate, the fourth debate last night, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
D debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Wednesday, one of the most harrowing stories in my book, Killing the Witches, is the modern-day destruction of former ESPN tennis analyst Doug Adler. In 2017, he described Venus Williams as using guerrilla tactics during the Australian Open, meaning she had a hit-and-run style. Presto, internet reports popped up saying Adler called Venus Williams a gorilla, the animal. The man was fired by ESPN. Shortly after that, he suffered a heart attack and almost died. Adler is the victim of the odious witch hunt underway right now in America. Now, this week, another false story on social media. It said that demoted New York Jet quarterback Zach Wilson was refusing to play this upcoming Sunday. The report was all over the net, mocking the young man in a variety of cruel ways. Nobody checked the story. They just put it out there. And now we learn the report is false. Too late for Zach Wilson. Internet assassins are not held accountable and could not care less about the truth. A stream of tobacco juice is more worthy than what they spit out. Evil. That's what the modern-day witch hunt is, and that's what Salem was. Back after this.
I'm Mike Baker, former CIA officer and your host for the President's Daily Brief, the fastest-growing podcast in America. Every weekday, we dive into foreign policy, global events, and international crises, delivering the facts and context quickly and with the analysis you won't find anywhere else. In the morning, get the insights you need with the President's Daily Brief. Then, as you head home, catch the PDB Afternoon Bulletin, perfectly timed for your end-of-day commute. Download us now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Get briefed. Stay ahead with the President's Daily Brief.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was a spirited effort last night. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the fourth GOP presidential debate. We'll talk about that with Keith Skipper from the Republican National Committee. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Small business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.